This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for January 27th, 2023. Tron Light Cycle Run will use only a virtual queue and individual lightning lane when it opens into Magic Kingdom in April. Guests with a valid ticket or pass and a theme park reservation for Magic Kingdom on the same date will be able to request to join the virtual queue via the ever so popular My Disney Experience app. A standby queue will not be available. More details about the virtual queue will be available soon. Guests may also have the option to purchase individual or a la carte lightning lane entry into the My Disney Experience app on the day of their visit. Guests with a valid admission and a park reservation for Magic Kingdom on the same date may visit the Disney Genie service, the tip board in the app, choose an arrival window, and make their purchase. Guests may check the app on the day of their visit for pricing and availability. Disney also announced that Tron Light Cycle Run will have an onboard photo and video automatically linked to My Disney Experience accounts through one of the following methods. Use your eligible mobile device, enable Bluetooth for the My Disney Experience app before riding, ensure you're logged into the My Disney Experience app sometime early that day, and keep your device out of low power mode. Make sure your mobile device boards your light cycle with you and is safely stored in the small light cycle compartment to use this method. You can wear a Magic Band or Magic Band Plus. That's linked to your My Disney Experience account as well. Either one of those should work. I guess we shouldn't be surprised that the virtual queue is going to be used exclusively. I think that was probably a given, especially considering how popular they expect this ride to be and how long it has been in the making, at least for a while. Disney has confirmed our previous report that the new locker system at Tron Light Cycle Run will be double-sided and accessed via Magic Band or park ticket. Disney said, new to Tron Light Cycle Run, a double-sided and digitized locker system will be used to store bags and loose items while you race your light cycle. Inside the attraction queue, these complimentary lockers pair directly with your Magic Band Plus, or ticket media, so you can easily lock and reopen your locker with a quick tap. Guests without a Magic Band or any kind of ticket media, such as a card, will be provided a card to assign their locker. All items must be placed either in a locker before you board your light cycle or in a small compartment. You can see in the video, there's a little compartment in the attraction vehicle that can hold things like cell phones, glasses, or wallets. Disney did provide a video to show how this system will work, and you can see that that little compartment on the ride vehicle to store the small items. And when you exit the ride, you will have access to the back of your locker, so you don't have to fight that upstream traffic getting back to your locker. If you've been on Jurassic World VelociCoaster Islands of Adventure, this appears to be a very similar system. So I guess, we haven't seen this really at the Magic Kingdom, so this ought to be interesting. As part of the Vault Collection offerings that have appeared throughout the Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Celebration, we spotted something that I know is going to be popular with a lot of you, a pink castle cake t-shirt paying tribute to the park's 25th anniversary inside Main Street Cinema at the Magic Kingdom. It's time to remember the magic, reads the outline of this 25th anniversary pink t-shirt. Mickey, Minnie, and Donald can be seen in the foreground as the 90s transformation of Cinderella Castle into a pink birthday cake. It was very polarizing at the time, and even now, you can see it, though. It's towering in the background here, fostering real Remember the Magic vibes. This latest addition to the 50th anniversary merchandise channels the 25th, even featuring the date that the celebration officially began in 1996 on the bottom in red. Red, blue, and yellow ribbons surround the screen-printed graphics. A raised white Walt Disney World logo covers much of the back of the pink shirt. While these tees are clearly a nod to the 25th anniversary of Walt Disney World, the tags denote their inclusion as part of the 50th anniversary Vault Collection releases. The shirt sells for $36.99. Well, Sunny Eclipse, the famous singing animatronic who plays at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, Magic Kingdom, well, he's been hidden by curtains for over 10 days now. We tweeted about Sunny being hidden back on January 16th, and he continues to be on hiatus. The black curtains are on wheeled frames. Sunny's silver platform is still visible beneath those curtains. Usually, Sunny is lifted into the ceiling of Cosmic Rays when he's on break. This opens up a stage below for dance parties and other entertainment to perform. Other entertainment to perform in the quick service restaurant. Sonny usually performs about a 26-minute set on loop throughout the day. His set consists of 8 songs written by George Wilkins and Kevin Rafferty, including "My Name Is Sonny Eclipse," "Hello Space Angels," and "You Nork, You Nork." I hope Sonny's okay. I guess we'll see. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit www.nt.travel for details. A man who had apparently already been trespassed from Disney World was arrested for stealing a visitor's iPhone in what Disney suspects is connected to a pickpocketing ring after a small group of people snuck into the Magic Kingdom without buying tickets, according to a newly released sheriff's report. Victor Alfonso Diaz was arrested and charged with third-degree grand theft and trespass on November 27th when he was found in the park with a bag containing, get this, 3 phones, a SIM card key, 2 large portable chargers, and a silver Faraday bag that blocks cell phone signals. That's according to the arrest report. 2 of the phones were put in airplane mode already. One woman said her iPhone 14 was stolen from the front of her backpack that day. She was able to get that back. Her phone was valued at a little over $1,000. The report did not indicate the owners of the other property found in his possession. Alfonso Diaz, 33, of Orlando, denied stealing anything when he was confronted. He told law enforcement one of those phones was his, and the rest of the things he just kind of randomly found while he's walking around the theme park. Happens to me all the time. I just find a few cell phones, a Faraday bag, you know, keys, portable chargers. His lawyer did not return a message for comment. Alfonso Diaz wasn't alone when he was arrested. He was part of a group of people who had caught Disney's attention from past trouble. I was informed by Magic Kingdom security managers that a prior suspected pickpocketer had snuck into the park without park tickets, and they were possibly subjects of prior trespass warnings, law enforcement documented. That's according to the report. One person, whose name is listed as Elvira Johanna Palacios Oviedo in Orange Circuit court records, had a large sum of cash in her wallet along with a SIM card key. She was arrested and charged with trespass since Disney had issued her a trespass warning back in February 2022. Court records showed she hadn't been charged with theft-related crimes, though. In addition, Orlando residents Carlos Eusebio Abarracin and Matthew Salamanca were also charged with trespass, according to court records. The charge is a misdemeanor crime. Their arrest reports noted none of them had tickets to get into the park, and video surveillance showed them just walking past the touch points at the turnstiles without using a ticket. I guess you just walk in and nobody says anything sometimes. I don't know. D23 has announced a new gold member event at Walt Disney World, offering an opportunity to shop at Mickey's of Glendale. That's going to be a pop-up location. The event will take place on February 10th, 2023. Tickets were set to go on sale on January 27th. That's actually today. They go on sale 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's 1 p.m. here. That's likely after we'll have this video all edited and posted to YouTube, but there might still be some availability. The event is 1 ticket per gold member. Guests are not permitted to join the member with them. D23 member gold members are invited to an exciting day of winter shopping on Friday, February 10th at Mickey's of Glendale pop-up shop in the Grand Republic Ballroom at Disney's Contemporary Resort at Walt Disney World. Mickey's of Glendale, the Walt Disney Imagineering Campus's official store, is home to Imagineering exclusive items. A ticket is required in order to participate in this complimentary experience. We kindly ask that you only reserve tickets if you plan to attend. Failure to attend may affect your opportunity to access such experiences in the future. There are more details on our site. There's a much more detailed article. If you want to see, just go to wwnt.com. We have all the details for you. The new Epcot marquee has been installed at the parking plaza just a few days after the old version was removed. On Wednesday's show, we did discuss and show you the new welcome lettering above the plaza. Then, well, some elves showed up in the middle of the night Wednesday, and they added Epcot. Epcot is written in the current styling of all capital letters and uses that new rounded font. Epcot went back to the uppercase style of name in the past few years, but the parking plaza sign still featured the lowercase letters. More decoration could be added to this marquee, we're not really sure. For instance, you may recall it used to have white Spaceship Earth-inspired panels. They may add more in the future. We will keep an eye on it for you. The next phase of the ongoing refurbishment of Disney's Animal Kingdom Villas, Kidani Village, will begin on February 1st, 2023. Last year, the Samawati Springs Pool and other areas underwent refurbishment. This next phase seems like it will be focused on the roof of the resort and is expected to last through September of 2023. No amenities are expected to close. However, guests staying at the resort may be able to hear and see construction work during daytime hours, usually between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Retro music lovers rejoice. Disneyland Paris has released a new vinyl record featuring music of the park's past and present. The new album, entitled Euro Disney L'Album Officiel, features music that spans Phantom Manor all the way to this year's 30th anniversary, all in retro style. This album is going to bring two worlds together. I don't know about you, in the 90s, I was more on the CDs and tapes, but vinyl makes people feel good. It feels retro, especially to younger people, so I get it. The new album features the classic purple and gold Euro Disney color scheme. The retro logo is atop with an early 1990s photo of fireworks over, oh boy, Le Château de la Belle au Bois Dormant. Boy, you'd almost think I was French. Retro art of Mickey, Donald, and Goofy riding stars is to the right. On the back are photos of the classic attractions whose soundtracks are represented, including Main Street USA, Phantom Manor, and Space Mountain. The Disneyland Paris 30th anniversary logo sits in the bottom right corner. There, of course, are side A and side B track lists. Kids, look it up. We used to have to flip things over, and there are two different sides. For the full track list, go to WWNT.com. We have the full article, and it's very detailed and has all the information. While the album is not currently available on streaming or CD, most of these can be found online individually if you don't have the chance to visit Disneyland Paris and pick one up. Guests can pick up Euro Disney L'Album Officiel at Harrington's, Storybook Store, Disney Gallery, and Studio Store for 25 euros, which as of today is a little over $27. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those stories that did not make it onto today's show, be sure to check out WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all the WIGS members watching who make this show happen each and every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.